This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حديث النائي collection of Imam al-Tirmidhi in his jami' with an authentic chain narrated to us by Jabir ibn Abdullah. This is the final hadith within the short series of a hadith that talked about patience and self-control, which we need more of, inshallah, in this community in general and almost every setting. Just to point out that I think I narrated, I made a few mistakes in the hadith that I narrated before. So I think the one I narrated on Friday, I said it was narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, it was narrated by Abdullah ibn Sarjas al-Muzani, radiallahu anhu. So that was a mistake. And then the initial hadith that I narrated on Tuesday, laysa shadidu bil-sura'a, I said bil-sura'a. Now, the difference between the two words is just the derivative. So al-sura'a is the action of wrestling, and sura'a is the person who beats in wrestling. So the meaning is the same, but I didn't find an actual narration. Jazallah khair, I think Abu Bilal pointed out to me that I didn't find a narration that actually had the one that I used. So I corrected it. So I may delete this whole series and repeat it in a couple of months, since it seemed to have provoked a lot of questions, and it was requested that I repeat it as many times as possible. So I will, inshallah, in a couple of months, maybe talk about it again. But the hadith tonight, the Prophet ﷺ says, رَحِمَ اللَّهُمْ رَأَنْ سَمْحًا إِذَا بَاعَ سَمْحًا إِذَا اشْتَرَى سَمْحًا إِذَا اقْتَضَى. Then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy and show His compassion to someone who is samh. Samaha is the action of being easygoing, is the concept of not being caught up on details, of forgiving, of letting things go, slide, stuff that don't matter, stuff that don't necessarily have to become a big deal. You can just let it go, just let it slide and not make a big fuss about it. And that's what samaha means. And samaha, يعني, is a beautiful. وَلَا تَرْجُوا السَّمَاحَةَ مِنْ بَخِيرٍ فَمَا فِي النَّارِ لِلظَّمْآنِ مَاءُ, as Imam al-Shafi'i would say. And don't hope for samaha from someone who is stingy, or someone who is bakhil, who finds it difficult to give, whether it's from their wealth or from their compassion or from their love or from anything. Don't hope to find samaha from them. And samaha has the concept of generosity in it, but really it's not generosity of wealth, it's generosity of ethic, of character, where you don't get caught up on, you let things slide. If someone says something in a way that's not the nicest, or behaves in the way that's not the kindest, you let it go. You find an udhr for them. You think of an excuse of why they may be like that today. So the Prophet alayhi salam says that there are three moments where as-samaha is really beautiful. رَحِمَ اللَّهُ رَجُلًا سَمْحًا إِذَا بَعَ. He is easy, he is open when he is buying things, in the transaction of buying, because in the transaction of in the samha idha ishtara, when you're selling or you're buying, those two specifically. Because in the world of business, I don't think, are there ethics left in the world of business? I don't know. I don't think there are. Like, I honestly don't think that ethics actually carry any space in the world of business and transactions anymore. Aside from what is legal, aside from what the law forces you to hold to. And aside from that, it's eat or be eaten type of mentality. And you can't imagine that there's a discipline, or there's a way, an aspect of life that is that big and that dominant and prominent, which is selling and buying, which is the world of trade, and there's no ethics in it, and there's no samaha, there's no ease, when you're selling and ease when you're buying to make samhan idha qtada, easy and generous when they are trying to get their rights, when there's qada. When someone is accusing them of something, or someone is demanding a right from them, or they are demanding a right from someone else. Because those are the moments where people get the most, they become the most vicious. That viciousness that can come out of us when we are buying or selling or asking for our rights. And I'm not talking about asking for rights in the form of war, or you're being oppressed by a different nation. I'm talking about day-to-day transactions when you're living within a Muslim community of people that are your brothers and sisters. And we need samaha. We need those who are that have that patience, and they will let things go, and they will, offer the ease that is needed to allow life to continue to move forward. And this is this is how he was, alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is what he taught the Sahaba to be like. And the more, I watch people, I find that this is not there. That patience that is required, and that ease and that openness and generosity of the heart that should exist when you're engaging in a transaction of any sort, buying or selling, or you're claiming a right, asking for something that is yours. Have that samaha, have that generosity, so that is done with the proper ethic. Because you can't. The reason he's saying this, alayhi salam, is because it's not unreasonable for you to be upset, or for you to have your guard up, or for you to be vicious when you're buying, selling, for you to be thinking that this person trying to rip me off, or thinking this person trying to take and getting upset, allowing that to upset you, and then allowing that to make you behave and speak and do things in a way that you wouldn't do. No, have samaha. Don't be a doormat. Not one of these ahadith that I've explained to you am I saying that you should allow people to walk all over you and take your rights. But can you claim that which is yours, and can you do it with samaha and with ta'uda and with samt hasan and with sabr, with hilm, with anah? Can we do this with the ethics of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's character, with patience and with openness and generousness and generosity? And that's what he taught us, alayhi salatu wasalam. I hope this was a benefit to you. يروي الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح عن جابر بن عبد الله قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم رحم الله امرأ سمحا إذا باع سمحا إذا اشترى سمحا إذا اقتضى. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم.